So the kingdom of God is like a garden in which good, healthy plants grow, and in amongst them weeds grow. And these weeds have names. Now, I'm not very good usually on botanic names. When you watch those gardening shows on TV and you see a flower that's the size of a pin and it's got a name like, you know, gardenia amaryllis, blah, 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 circumference. I don't know how anybody memorizes those names, but I've got some names for some of these weeds. A popular weed is, now see what you made me do. Now, when I was younger, I would have called these weeds habits, but I don't think that's right. I think these weeds do not grow inside. I think they grow between us. And so what they are really is patterns of behavior that rob us of light and energy and growth. So now see what you made me do is a pattern of behavior where the weed kind of plugs into our insecurity, where we truly at depth believe that we can't do well, we can't really be a success, we can't really be admired for what our life is, and yet we don't want to face it. And so we look for an excuse to muck it up. And we muck it up fairly monumentally and then say, ah, see what you made me do? It's a weed. It involves deception. I was scribbling away just while we were singing, making up weeds. Another one is, I was only trying to help. That's a weed where you try to impose your will on other people, but you try to do it in such a way that you look so caring. You look like you only want the best. And every now and then people turn out to be not quite as compliant with your own will. And so it eventually becomes obvious that what you were trying to do actually was mold somebody into a shape that you wished they had. And when it becomes clear that that's what you're actually doing, then you say, I was only trying to help. It's a weed. I scribbled down some more. I might make it to Gardening Australia. Another good one I thought was, why does everything happen to me? Yeah, it's a weed. A courthouse. A courthouse is a weed. This is especially good inside marriages, where somebody is the prosecutor, somebody is the judge, and somebody is the accused. It's a cute weed, this one, because what happens is everybody keeps shifting sides. It's like that weed, persecutor, rescuer, victim. Have you ever seen that? Where a father says to a son, you lazy blooming thing, you'll never amount to anything, blah, 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 and the mother steps in and rescues and says, oh, he's not such a bad boy. And then he turns on the wife and says, how dare you interfere with this, and da, 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 and it's my son, and blah, blah, blah. And then the son steps in and rescues the mother. And, you know, everybody moves from persecutor to rescuer to victim, and it goes on. And the thing is, it goes on forever. And the tricky part about this is it absorbs energy. It robs you of the energy for life. And it can become all-absorbing. You can play this in such a way that it's just a little weed and it doesn't really worry you much. You can have a light version of this, but you can also play it in such a way that it absolutely dominates your life. I had somebody, a married couple once, make an appointment with me. And I went out to their house, and the man got out the copy of the wedding vows that they'd said, and then wanted to cross-examine his wife to see whether she had actually kept all of these vows in the way that she should have. He wanted me to be the judge.
It's not funny.
Have you seen it? It's a game. It's a weed. It's. Can you see that that would go nowhere? Can you see that there is no possibility of life coming from that? That is just designed to rob everybody that's involved. It robs you. What about why don't you yes but? Yes but. This is where somebody really thinks that they will be forever alone, but they don't really want to face that. And so they go around to everybody they meet saying, help me, help me, help me, help me. I'm in trouble, help me. And so you try, you know, every known solution in the wide world. Why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? And for every possibility, there's always a yes, but. Until eventually we reach a magic moment where everybody gets frustrated and it becomes clear that you really want to hang on to what you really believe. What's at bottom is, nobody will help me. There is no help for me. And that's the core belief. That's what's underneath it all. It's a weed. What about, aha, I gotcha. There's a weed. Have you ever been with somebody and they get ripped off at the shops by $5 or something? $5. And what follows is 3 months of utter, I can't believe that I got ripped off by $5. And everybody they meet gets to hear about the corruption in the system, about this $5 that I got ripped off. And you know, this is a matter of proportion. You know, this can be a little weed or this can be huge. And I've met people for whom, if you said, look, here's $5, why don't you just forget the battle? And they don't want the $5. They would rather be right than well. I have seen this weed strangle the life out of somebody to the point where they want to commit suicide. And if you could fix everything that is their complaint, they wouldn't be happy because they want to be right. And this weed has robbed them of all the light and all the nourishment that should be theirs. And the stupid part is, they're a beautiful, healthy plant. So in this text, you know, in this parable, the person says to the master, so shall we rip all these weeds out? And Jesus says, no, because if we rip them all out, we might rip out the good stuff. So leave it there. No judgment. No judgment if you find yourself habitually caught into patterns of behavior that actually frustrate your own life. No judgment. You'll know if you're in the grip of weeds if what you're doing is expending more and more energy for less and less result. And the frustration levels grow. And the sense of isolation grows. Now, the way to get power over these things is firstly, call them by their real name. This is nothing other than severance. This is alienation. Call it by that. For that person I was telling you a little while ago about who's nursing these injustices and writes books about their injustices and then gives them to me. I've got another 40 pages for you. Would you like to read through the last 40 pages of everybody who's treated me wrong? I feel like saying, what if you just went up to somebody and said, look, that wasn't right. Let's shake hands and get on with it. No way in the world. You know, the hardest weed to get rid of is the one where you have this sense of, but I was right. I was in the right. And you want to go around telling the rest of the world that I was in the right? And you'd rather be right than well, than to be a healthy plant, to be, in fact, who you actually are. The cure for this is really just to know that all of these weeds, what they wake up in you is an insecurity, which is way down here that can be plugged into for all of us. All of us have some insecurity, and the weeds can kind of rob us all. So, you know, there's a million ways for that to happen. A million ways. This week I was talking to somebody who thought they're losing the love of their life, and from all I'm pretty good at spotting telltale signs, and from everything I could see, the only way this person was losing the love of their life was that they were choking it to death. And of course, the more desperately they felt like they were losing it, the harder. You have to love me. Boom, I said, love me. Now, this is going to sound ridiculous, but in the end, I'm glad that this text says we're not going to rip the weeds out. Because these weeds are not something that you have to feel responsible for and whatever. It's just a case of if you find that all your energy is being poured out in something which is clearly unproductive, is that working for you? Are you happy with that? And the truth of the matter is, all these weeds do is plug in something which, although it resides in you, isn't true. It isn't true. Because you are okay. Because God says you're okay. And all your efforts to establish your sense of okayness is wasted time, wasted breath. Everyone you go to make your case. Can you believe that I've served in that church for all these years and they had a party and I wasn't invited? Or can you believe that I've done this for this my employer for blah, 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 and after 35 years of setting out the chairs for meetings, they didn't say thank you? So what I'm trying to say is every effort that we make to establish our case is wasted, because at very first step, on the first day of your life, God says you're okay. You're okay. You don't have to make your case because you're okay. It's already proved. It's already okay. The whole point of our Christian faith is to be okay because God says so. So all this effort is a waste because you're okay. God says you're okay. You're born okay. You're okay. Can you imagine what our communal life would be if none of us felt a need to establish our place in it? Can you imagine being free of me having to worry about whether I'm driving a better car than John? I've been in a workplace where the size of the carpet square under the desk was everything. Seriously. When I worked for the government, they put me in this funny little job. I was a baby. They put me in this funny little job where I had to give out notepads and pens and whatever. And this very senior person came in almost in tears because I didn't give him a pen that was good as somebody who was junior to them. And I think I said, "Old diddums." Can you believe that? Can you believe that? How much energy have you lost over your pen being as good as somebody else's? Seriously? All this energy is burned off. And thank God that God's not going to rip out the garden and start again. He'll let the weeds be there. There's no judgment. But do you really want to waste all your life and energy like that? You could be the healthiest plant in the world. You could be the perfect example of you. Thank God Matthew doesn't have to be grown. Matthew only has to be Matthew. But Matthew can be Matthew, free of all the kind of games that he has to play in order to be Matthew. He doesn't have to be sick. He doesn't have to be right. You know, in the community of God, we actually don't need heroes and we don't need villains. Isn't that good? Isn't that great?
The question is, Graham, what we, like God says we're okay from day one, why do we end up having to prove that to everybody else? For no energy, prove that to everybody else.
That's exactly my point, that you're wasting your time.
So don't do it.
When I say I'm smarter than you, how many degrees have you got again?
Who cares?
You know, if we're going to talk about, well, is my career better than yours, Bob's going to kill us all. Because Bob's been everywhere, done everything, met everybody. You know, we spend our time saying, oh, I can play the piano. Too bad you can't. But we won't talk about the piano when I'm talking to Therese. And I'll find something Therese can't do so well and we'll talk about that. It's nuts, isn't it? It's nuts. And because the silly thing is, Teresa's gift is for you. It's for you. It's, you don't lose anything. The number of times people are playing zero-sum games with me, all the time. Because if I put somebody over there, that's like you ripped off my area. Could that happen in Wayside Chapel? Not in a million years. How dare you put someone over there? Well, did I take something off you? No, but you put someone over there. I'm building my kingdom. It's dumb. It's dumb. And the truth is, you know, Karen is the unique Karenness of God, and she's here as a gift for you. You know, it's for you. And it doesn't matter how good she is. You know, Bob's done everything, but seen everywhere, you know, shook hands with the Queen, done everything. In the High Court, blah, blah, blah. What a career. All of that, you know, is for you. He brings it in here and it's for you. If you're a junior lawyer, have we got any junior lawyers around here? Well, if we had some, then, you know, if, for the rest of us, it's okay because we're not lawyers. But if you, imagine if we had a junior lawyer in here trying to fight for their way in the world and Bob sitting next to them. You know, it'd be hard, wouldn't it? But it's all wasted. It's all wasted. There are weeds. There are weeds and they rob us of life. And they don't need to. They don't need to. Because you're okay. You're just okay.